Searching for Thanksgiving, A Dragonlance of Valdir novella by S. E. Smith, narrated by Jonathan Strait. Chapter 1. The Massive Cavern Beneath the Palace of Valdir. Prince Havan Hadara of the Khurizan strode into the noisy workroom, clutching a small piece of fabric in his hand. He warily scanned the room. The last thing he wanted was for any of the women to know why he wanted a meeting with the other fathers. He weaved his way through the hodgepodge of parts, tables, and equipment in the underground workshop, and as he came closer, Keelan Rykill met his gaze. It looked like the Valdir prince was discussing a design with his younger brother Creon and Dulce, one of the lead designers for the underground amusement park that Keelan's sister-in-law Kara had designed. At the sight of Havan, however, Keelan wrapped up the conversation and the group split up. Keelan and Creon started across the room in his direction, and Keelan raised an eyebrow at the wild look in Havan's eyes. "What's the matter?" Keelan demanded.
"I need a..."
He paused as he felt the energy in the room expanding. He took a deep breath, and it settled back to its former state. "What's the matter? Are you losing control? Do you want me to send for Emma?" Creon asked, gripping his forearm. Havan sighed and shook his head.
"No, I need a meeting with you. Well, with all the dads."
Creon and Keelan looked at each other with wide eyes before they muttered an expletive under their breaths and took off. Havan impatiently waited as the two brothers rounded up the rest of the group. He fingered the material in his hand with a growing sense of panic.
"What am I going to do? This might cause another war."
The thought of going to war with the men he respected and thought of as family made his stomach turn. He followed the group into a nearby office. He nervously paced back and forth, silently counting as the men entered. Creon, Keelan, Zoran, Mandra, Viper, Vox, Paul, Cree, Kalo, his own brother Adelard. A low growl of frustration filled him when he noticed that Traylon was missing. He was about to ask when Traylon darted into the room with an apologetic grin.
"Sorry. When I heard there was a meeting with everyone, I figured it probably had something to do with my kids. Kara assured me that it wasn't, at least not with Amber and Jade. They are helping Trisha and Morian make cookies,"
Traylon breathlessly said before he slid into an empty chair at the long table. "What's the matter, Havan?" Adelard quietly inquired. The way he was studying...
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"